Samsung's latest fitness-focused timepiece for your wrist may not be flashy, but will it help keep you moving? I review the Galaxy Watch Active next.
This is TWiT.
This episode of Hands-On Tech is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Start writing confidently by going to grammarly.com/hot and get 20% off a Grammarly premium account today. Once upon a time, I was really excited about smartwatches. I remember throwing the first generation Moto 360 on my wrist, loving its round display, really digging its notification triage capabilities, and then feeling, well, first indifferent and then slightly annoyed at the flat tire at the top. But over time, that magic seemed to fade away. I was tired of being buzzed on the wrist for every email or social media ping. I failed to understand why I really needed to track all of that fitness data every time I went to the gym. So I've been off the smartwatch train for a little bit now. But Samsung has been producing some buzzworthy wearables for years now. And their latest, the Samsung Galaxy Watch Active, caught my eye when the company announced it not too long ago. And I thought to myself, self, could there be a wearable for me? Well, maybe you've been wondering the same thing. So let's answer that question together. The Galaxy Watch Active is the latest update to Samsung's Gear Watch line, and it is designed with fitness in mind. Before we tackle some of the software aspects, let's look at the overall design. Dare I say, the Galaxy Watch Active looks like, well, a normal watch, which in the world of smartwatches made by tech companies, I think is saying something. I'm so used to ginormous tanks just weighing down the wrists when you don them, but the Galaxy Watch Active really just looks simple, normal. And the banality of the design is, in my opinion, one of its strengths. It certainly answers the criticisms of people who rage about smartwatches never being made for smaller wrists. The Galaxy Watch Active has a small 40 millimeter casing with a 1.1 inch 360 by 360 Super AMOLED display, has subtly rounded edges on the side that reflect the light nicely when it passes over the top. The aluminum casing around the sides also has a nice soft rounding to it, which makes the watch pleasant to look at and incredibly comfortable to wear. In fact, the watch without straps weighs just 25 grams, so it's super lightweight. Underneath is a heart rate sensor that is also capable of taking your blood pressure with the use of an app installed called MyBP Lab 2.0, but it's beta. It's definitely beta. I did not have great results, but it should improve over time. The heart rate sample was just fine. This underneath area is also the place where the Galaxy Watch's wireless charging technology is kept. The box includes a Qi wireless charging puck that has a bit of a magnetic snap to it when the watch is placed on top, and it supports 1-amp charging. That's faster than the snail's pace that I'm normally used to with smartwatches. On the sides are two hardware buttons with minimal travel. They feel sturdy as needed anyways. The top button is a back button with a single tap, and then also a shortcut for Samsung Pay with a long press, which makes it pretty easy to pay with your wrist at the terminal without needing to pull out a connected phone. The caveat here is that this is not the same MST implementation of Samsung Pay that you get on the Galaxy phones, meaning the terminals must have NFC in order for this to work seamlessly. The bottom button brings up a circular apps list, which I'll talk more about in a moment. And finally, the 20 millimeter bands on the watch are completely replaceable, so go ahead and go nuts customizing. The silicone bands that I'm showing here actually came in the box, and they were comfortable enough for sleep and for the gym. As for the inside, the Galaxy Watch Active runs on an Exynos 9110 processor. It has 768 megs of memory and 4 gigs of storage. There's a 230 milliamp hour battery that might not sound like much, but I was actually able to get through 2 full days of activity and 3 full nights of sleep tracking on a single charge. I still had 7% left over when I finally dropped it on the charger. There's GPS in this bad boy for tracking your runs, and Bluetooth 4.2 on board means you can connect your Bluetooth headphones directly to the watch to play your music during that run, so you can leave your phone at home. This episode of Hot is brought to you by Grammarly, a tool that's going to make you sound and write better. Grammarly is a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. They encourage everyone, even the best students and top professionals, to use Grammarly to do their best work and accomplish even more of their goals. Grammarly is available on all kinds of browsers, multiple browsers, and even platforms. Grammarly Premium looks out for spelling, grammar, plus advanced punctuation, style within context, conciseness, and readability for different occasions. So say business proposal, academic essay, casual blog post, all different types. Accomplish your goals with help from Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/hot to get 20% off your Grammarly premium account today. That's grammarly.com/hot for 20% off your Grammarly premium account. Software-wise, Samsung's leaning, of course, on its Tizen OS for its wearables. And if you're a Wear OS freak, you might want to look elsewhere. I was skeptical because I'm usually all things Android, but I really think Samsung has made a polished wearable OS here, and I like their choices for the most part. Watch faces can be changed easily by tap and holding on the face itself and then swiping through the options. Each watch face has its own set of interactive elements like weather or workout controls, and you can customize aspects of the watch faces to your liking from there with different colors and stuff. Swiping right from the watch face screen gives me a carousel of recent notifications that have buzzed my wrist, which happens throughout the day since I last checked. Swiping left is then how you get to your customizable widgets. Much of the fitness functionality of the software actually resides here by default, but you can change it all. This activity heart, for example, is very reminiscent of Apple's activity rings and shows calories burned with activity, time of movement, and a move rating, so I don't just sit there like the slob that I am. There's a selection of shortcuts for different exercise types, a stress readout that actually guides you through breathing exercises to calm you down. That's pretty darn effective. Of course, there's a heart rate monitor that is set to measure continuously by default. And I'm actually sure that battery life would improve even more if I dialed this down to every 10 minutes instead of all the time. So you might want to look into that. And of course, the standard fare, like a calendar view, a favorite app shortcuts widget, and a whole bunch more that are available to add if your focus is watching what you eat or drinking more water or drinking less caffeine. They're all in there. Back to the main screen, you can pull down, and that's going to show a number of quick settings, battery remaining, Bluetooth connections, night mode, that sort of stuff. Now, the bottom hardware button that I talked about earlier that pulls up the apps list, I think it's a pretty nice way to get to everything in one place. That's where all of your apps reside, but it's a little tedious that you have to swipe between the pages of apps, tap once to select the app, and then tap another time to actually launch it. Samsung watches like the Gear S3 had a rotating bezel that maneuvered this style of menu a bit easier, and it's kind of a bummer that bezel didn't make it here, but I suppose that cuts the cost down and keeps this fitness-focused device just a tad slimmer, which is ultimately, I think, one of its big selling points. And what Samsung device would be complete without Samsung's voice assistant Bixby, which is available from the watch face screen with a simple Hi B voice command, once you've set up the app and given it all the crazy permissions that it needs. If you're a Bixby loyalist, you'll be satisfied with not taking your phone out to talk to it. The Galaxy Watch Active works with Android and iOS phones alike, given that you have Samsung's companion apps installed on those devices, though it's all integrated into Samsung's own version of things. So for instance, you aren't getting your Gmail on this watch, but you can set up the Samsung email app to retrieve your Gmail. These are the things that will keep Google loyalists, I think, away from Samsung's Tizen approach and opting for something like Wear OS instead. And the same goes for Samsung's health apps that tie into the activity that's being recorded while wearing the watch. While it's nice to track my sleep and connect with my All About Android co-host Florence Ion so we can compete against each other in the fitness realm, it's a bitter pill to swallow to be so locked into Samsung's universe. Passing this data along to Google Fit, which is something that I wanted to do, isn't super straightforward. It's not impossible, but it just requires the use of a third-party app like HealthSync for Android to do all of that, which is not ideal. Undoubtedly, a lot of potential buyers will want to do just that, so this will be a big turnoff. The Samsung Galaxy Watch Active starts at $200. It can be purchased in black, of course, but there's also silver, rose gold, and a green color, so you get at least a few options for personalized style points. But the real question I had to answer for myself is, does the Galaxy Watch Active overcome some of my own personal hang-ups with wearables? Would I spend $200 on a smartwatch like this? I have to say I'm pretty happy with the design of the watch. It's the first wearable that I feel passes as just a watch on my wrist. I'm happy with the fitness functionality that's baked in there, and really, it's just a nicely designed, albeit simple-looking, fitness smartwatch. But its deep Samsung roots will be the key determinant for whether you should buy one or not. I feel like I could get used to its downside on the software side, but Android loyalists will have a harder time with that rationale, and I wouldn't blame them for it. But Samsung should be proud of the Galaxy Watch Active, and I'm happy to recommend it.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.